This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining me here today for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be focusing on new vehicles 2018, 2019, and beyond with Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. Telephone-wise, you can call us up if you've got a question. 855-660-4261 is our toll-free line, or you can email me anytime throughout the broadcast or anytime 24/7. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, we'll go to suburban Chicago and bring forth one of our regular contributors here on the show. He's the publisher of Consumer Guide and has the wonderful daily drive blog there that you should be checking out every day. The gentleman's name is Tom Appel. Tom, welcome.
Well, good afternoon, sir.
So how are things in suburban Chicago these days?
They are good. I just watched a very disappointing Bears loss, but other than that, things are pretty good this way. Just cooled down. We just saw the heat break.
Yeah, well, we're getting not that far away from the winter months, but it looks like you've had a good fall and certainly a great summer.
No, absolutely. Yeah, we can't complain. There was a lot of hot days, but it never no strings of awful hot days. The humidity wasn't too bad this year, so yeah, as a whole, we don't have a lot to complain about up here.
We got lots of new cars to talk about as usual. You've been up to your usual genius self, coming up with some really cool stories on the funny side of the fence, and we'll touch on those as well. But the first vehicle we're going to talk about is a new hybrid. It's filling the ever popular small premium sport utility mode. This is the 2018 Lexus NX300H, and it's definitely done well styling-wise, in my opinion. I think they did it well, and it's interesting to note that, Lexus, who used to be one of the more blander brands out there on the automotive horizon, has gone completely the opposite, and some Lexus executive was quoted. I read it. I can't remember where I read it, but he basically said, "We don't care what you think about how we look anymore."
Yeah, that was a great quote. I remember it well because his whole point was no one used to talk about Lexus, and now that we're controversially styled, everyone is talking about us. And we don't care if you love us or hate us. We're just glad you're talking about us. And that's really what has happened. And the spindle grille, which was introduced two generations ago, I think, which is extremely controversial, it's starting to grow on people. I know it's starting to grow on me. I can't say that I love it, but I certainly recognize it when I see it.
And this vehicle fits into the ever-expanding number of premium sport utility vehicles out there and fills kind of a little bit of a sporty niche. And also, this one is available with hybrid power like the one that you guys had the opportunity to test.
Yeah, we drove the 2018 Lexus NX300H. Their gasoline model is referred to as the 300. That's a 2-liter turbo. And the 300H is a 2-liter hybrid version. I'm sorry, 2.5-liter hybrid. No turbos there. And it is surprisingly sporty given the hybrid tag. Overall, it's more of a refined vehicle than it is a sporty vehicle, but it's surprisingly quick. But one of the best surprises we had was the fuel economy. We saw better than the EPA numbers. In Consumer Guide testing, this was over a 2-week period, we saw 33 miles per gallon.
Well, that is impressive, definitely, considering it is a crossover, so it's carrying around some weight and all the things that go along with a sport utility. Price-wise, too, you know, of course, typical of Lexus, so you start piling on the options, and it can jump considerably. The base price, not including destination, $38,335. The out-the-door price, $47,168. But this is right in the heart of that market.
It really is, and there are two key packages on this vehicle. And I suspect that if you went to a Lexus dealer right now and looked for an NX, you would find these packages. One is a luxury package, which is a cool $4,700, and then the navigation system with premium audio is another $1,800. And even though those are options, I'm pretty sure you're going to find those on almost every vehicle that's on a dealer lot.
And definitely, you guys gave a lot of good marks, a lot of significant marks in important categories. How about in the big and tall guy department?
Yeah, surprisingly, most compact crossovers are fairly generous in this regard. And one of the things that works in the favor of crossovers is that the door openings are relatively high and relatively wide, which makes for easy ingress and egress. And additionally, the chair height seating position works well for big guys and tall guys. We have Damon Bell at the office. He's 6'6", and he fits in here just fine. And I'm a big guy, over 350 pounds, and I fit just fine as well.
The next story we'll talk about is one of these Tom Appel genius works, and it's a collection of liquor ads, a gallery of cars in liquor ads. You called the story Cocktail Madness, and I never saw the designer of the Austin Healey before, but sure, that's where he is as the lead picture in the story, auto designer Donald Healey, and he's got a an adult beverage in his hand, and you can see the Austin Healey in the background, so he looks pretty comfortable.
He does look comfortable. He's sporting a nice casual jacket, and he's holding some brown liquor. And, yeah, the Austin Healey's in the background. I like this picture a lot. And those appear to be palm trees that I'm looking at. So it almost seems like an odd location to see a British sports car.
Yeah, exactly. And certainly over the years, Budweiser has been on so many different racing machines. It seems like they like to put those two ingredients together, not only on what you would expect, but also some unusual things like racing on water and racing on the Bonneville Salt Flats.
Yeah, one of the things I like about this Budweiser ad is the inclusion of a Jeep Honcho, which was a version of the J10 or J20 pickup, not a vehicle typically that you saw much of even when they were around. So that's a cool thing to see in a high-profile Budweiser ad.
Here's an ad for a cognac, this gentleman is evidently a antique collector of some note. Tell us a little bit about the idea, what they were going with this particular campaign.
I suppose the story here is that the gentleman seen in the picture, whom I presume is the driver of this car, has had a tough day appeasing his date, and they have purchased a considerable amount of antiques, which they have stuffed into, I don't know the make of this vehicle, but a traditional British sports car, and none of the stuff should fit back there, especially not the grandfather clock. But I suppose the suggestion of the ad is, after a day like that, the dude deserves a glass of Martell.
Most definitely. Here's a classic one going way back. For Martini and Rossi Vermouth. I mean, when was the last time that you saw something like this? This is a focus on Dan Gurney. When we come back on the other side, you can kind of give us an idea of when this was published, and we'll talk a little bit more about liquor and cars, two things we're not supposed to be talking about. That's what we're talking about at the moment here on Auto World. It's Bob Long along with Tom Appel, and don't you dare go away, because we got lots more around the bend.
Yeah. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're giving you a little taste of the daily drive. That's the blog at Consumer Guide, consumerguide.com, all part of Consumer Guide Automotive. We got the number one man with us, publisher Tom Appel, and we've been talking about this gallery of cars in liquor ads, and this kind of goes back to the heyday of automobile advertisements, when there was a lot more attention placed on the print media and things were done in grand style, whether it was photography-wise or even, in many cases, paintings or renderings of vehicles. I know when I was at Motor Trend and we had Motor Trend Classic, we did a number of stories on them, and they're just fascinating. And we've been talking about a bunch of different stories, and this is kind of the beginning of the ad-fermercial, so to speak. It's for Martini and Rossi Vermouth, but it's kind of a soft sell, shining the spotlight on racer Dan Gurney.
Yeah, these are fantastic ads, and they're part of a series. It was called Dan Gurney in the Driver's Seat, and I've seen two or three of these, and they're all extremely text-heavy. And essentially, it's an interview with Dan Gurney talking about the state of racing. And the series ran, I think, in 63 and 1964. And it's really quite incredible. There's a small drawing of Dan Gurney in the upper right-hand side, and then just a lot of text, and then a very nice drawing of some stock car racing. I think that's a Ford up front there. Great ad, and there's not much discussion of the liquor itself. There's a Martini and Rossi tag on the bottom and some text at the bottom, but mostly it's this interview with Dan Gurney. It's very cool.
Very well done. Michelob beer, not unlike Budweiser, showing a lot of attention to beer here with classic dark beer, classic car sweepstakes. This is another one of these British sports cars. Seems to have a Leaper-esque Jaguar logo on it, but I don't believe that's a Jag. I may be wrong, but certainly very well done with all the British colors and everything.
Yeah, somewhere in the text it actually says that this is a replica of a 37 Jaguar SS. And it sort of has that replica feel to it.
It does. That's all I could think of. I knew a gentleman back in Massachusetts, a very wealthy lawyer, and he had a replica 500K Mercedes, and he was so proud of it. But to me, it was just that, a replica, and it looked like it had been built in somebody's garage. But to each his own. Here's something interesting from Rheingold Beer, showing off a very unusual vehicle for its day. And still today, when you see these cars at auction or you see them at a classic car show, this BMW with the unique way of getting in it is always an eye-opener.
This is a strange ad in so many ways. It features a woman getting into the car, and I believe this is a BMW Isetta. And I think it's the base early Isetta at that. So there's a woman getting into the car. It's the front opening car for people who don't remember the Isetta. And the woman is introduced to us as Madeline Darrow, Miss Rheingold, 1958. So, this is a celebration of a very strange car and some mild sexism. And a beer that's described as extra dry.
Very good. Here's a contest from a rum company. Two ways to go sweepstakes. Win the silver, win the gold, or win both. And these are 78 Corvettes. And we have a Farrah Fawcett lookalike model leaning against these vehicles. Very interesting placement of what they've done here, walking a fine line.
Yeah, this is a great ad. It screams 70s. This is the most disco-looking ad of the bunch. Yeah, and the silver and gold is fantastic. And, of course, that's to highlight silver and gold Ronrico rum.
And speaking of Ronrico rum, they did another campaign featuring the Marshall Tucker Band and the Trans Am. And that's kind of an unusual ad. I mean, you could not fit that entire band in that car, but nevertheless, I get what they're going for.
Yeah, this is an interesting ad for so many reasons. First, they show a 1981 Trans Am. This is when the 400 had been retired and replaced by the Turbo 301. And what's interesting is that this is for a contest to win a 1982 Trans Am, which apparently they didn't have a picture of yet, because that was the downsized new Trans Am, which is an entirely different looking vehicle. But yes, the entire Marshall Tucker band is sitting on a Trans Am, which is a wonderfully rare picture. I love this hat so much.
Very, very good. And here's an interesting one, hard to describe, and I just can't get around the liner in the ad for this beer saying you can't get around it. It's the pure food beer. What exactly does that mean? And this is a company out of Chicago. Tell us more about this beer and that line.
What? I have no more insight into this than you do, Bob, but I'm going to guess that early last century in Chicago, after the news about the horrible conditions in the stockyards, pure food became a very popular topic, and I suspect that anything from Chicago food-wise was suspect for a couple of decades after that.
I never thought of that. That's very good. The telephone number is 855-660-4261 if you have a question. Or if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle recommendation, both myself and Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guy, can help you out. Let's talk more Lexus stuff with the spindle grille present in form in the Lexus ES350 F-Sport. I love all the F-Sports and the once not exactly sporty Lexus ES model is beginning to morph itself a little bit into something with a little bit of a sporting edge.
It is, and as you said, a little bit. But the ES was redesigned for 2019. It now rides on Toyota's TNGA. That's Toyota New Global Architecture, though they don't call it that on the Lexus side, but this is the same architecture as the Camry. And it is a very, very nice vehicle. If you're looking for something that is refined and quiet and roomy and for highway rides or for taking people around or using the back seat, this is just an incredibly simple, refined, and easy-to-use luxury car. It is, in fact, not very sporty, though it certainly looks the role. For 19, they added the F-Sport variant. F-Sport's been available in other versions of Lexus products, and it does take things up a step in terms of sportiness, and that gets you some exterior trim, a spoiler, and these really cool smoke black wheels. But not really much happens in terms of ride and handling, which is probably a good thing because I think people looking at the ES don't really want a brittle riding, sharp handling car. They want a refined passenger vehicle.
Very well said. We'll take a pit stop around the bend. We've got a hybrid warming up. Well, actually, they don't really warm up, but we get a hybrid on deck, the Honda Accord hybrid, and more all about that straight ahead right here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump says there would be severe punishment if Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist who disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, was murdered. On ABC's This Week, White House Chief Economist Larry Kudlow was asked if it's appropriate for Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin to attend an investor conference in Saudi Arabia.
He is intending to go because of the importance of the issue of ending terrorist financing. Along with the president and the general investigation, Mr. Mnuchin will make up his mind as the week progresses and as new information surfaces.
While at the conference, Mnuchin wants to include a provision to deter currency manipulation in future trade deals, including with Japan, based on the currency chapter in the New Deal to revamp NAFTA. During a mass in St. Peter's Square before 70,000 faithful, Pope Francis canonizes seven people for sainthood, including Pope Paul VI and Salvadorian Oscar Romero. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We got lots of new cars in the driveway. Tom Appel is with us, and the team at Consumer Guide Automotive has driven all these vehicles. And you can read about it in the blog. Tom, why don't you tell our listeners all about the daily drive?
Yeah, we are consumerguide.com, and that's where our new car and used car reviews live. But we try to have a little bit more fun and go further in depth with automotive news, and that's at our blog. So you can either go to consumerguide.com and just link over to our blog. There's a big tab right on the top. Or go directly to the cgdailydrive.com blog. Check us out. We post something new every single day. It's always worth reading. Also, if people want to get on our mailing list, we can send you a weekly update. You can just go to the Contact Us tab on either our blog or at consumerguide.com and leave your email address, and we won't send you a bunch of stuff, just our Tuesday update of everything that's new on the blog.
Let's talk about a new Honda Accord hybrid for 2018. Certainly, when you look at the long history of the Accord here in North America, this is the most unusual face that I've ever seen on an Accord, and it just seems to, like a lot of once small cars, continue to grow in size. This looks like a pretty sizable vehicle, or is that just the photographic illusion?
No, you're correct, Bob. It's the longest and widest Accord ever. It is not the tallest, however. It's about an inch shorter, and that's in height, than the previous vehicle. But it is all new for 2018, and I think that it's funny because in the midsize class, even though it's shrinking, and we hear a lot about how people are migrating to crossovers, Toyota just redesigned the Camry, Honda just redesigned the Accord, and Nissan for 2019 has redesigned the Altima. So the people still in this category are going to fight for what market share is left. And one of the best entries, and I think one of the vehicles that impressed me most recently, is the Accord. I'm a huge fan of the 2018 Accord, and we just recently spent time with the hybrid version, which is very nice. And it's sort of a state-of-the-art hybrid in that it is one of the most transparent in operation hybrids I've had a chance to drive. You really aren't aware that it's a hybrid. The stop and start is very seamless. There isn't a lot of surging. You don't feel the regenerative brakes kicking in. It's just very impressive. And our fuel economy was especially impressive as well. The vehicle is rated at, what is it here? It is rated at 47 city, 47 highway. We saw 49.6 with four editors having taken a turn in the vehicle.
Those are big numbers, definitely. Here's an interesting vehicle from 1979. Being an older child of older parents myself, growing up, my mom used to talk about Phaetons, and back then that these were the early days of the mass-produced automobile, and Phaetons were primarily four-door sedans with a convertible or cabriolet top, and they had isinglass windows, plastic windows. This is all before glass windows were invented. But Chrysler, and of course Volkswagen, had the Phaeton trial here in the U.S. just a number of years back, but they pulled that name out for 79 and made just one of these. It's the 79 Phaeton Chrysler New Yorker Limousine. And this, I understand, is a presidential limousine.
It is, yeah. The whole thing is a little bit weird. And as I mentioned in this article, Consumer Guide's been around since 1967. So we remember when manufacturer press kits were actually physical kits that arrived in the mail. And they included glossy photographs and little booklets with all the information. And often some stuff that was worth keeping if you collected that sort of stuff. And going through the archive recently, I found bits and pieces of this Phaeton Chrysler New Yorker press kit. And I don't know a lot about it, except that they were built by a company called Phaeton Coachworks. And I can't tell you for certain that more than the prototypes of these were ever built, but this is one gigantic limousine. And it was built on the new for 79 R-body New Yorker, which was a lot of people think it was a pretty good-looking car, but it really sold poorly.
Yeah, and front-wheel drive architecture, I believe, and that's an awful long way to stretch a front-wheel drive vehicle.
That's actually the last of the rear drives. This is the
The
R-body ran until 1981, and then the limousine moved to the K-car chassis for 82.
Wow. Here's a Mazda that you guys got the opportunity to take a quick spin in it. I'm a big fan of all things Mazda. I was actually in a Mazda dealership this past week checking it out, a new dealership, and boy, these days when they put up dealerships, money is no option. Money seems to be the sky's the limit. They seem to spend just enormous amounts just in putting up a local dealership. But this is a quick spin in a CX-3 Grand Touring. So once again, that small cross-utility crossover vehicle, crossover subcompact class. I guess Rick Beal went out and got this one for a quick spin. What did he think?
Yeah, John loves this vehicle, and most of us at Consumer Guy do. As you mentioned, Mazda pretty much always makes a nice vehicle in every class it's in. If it's not the best vehicle in that class, maybe it's the sportiest, but always worth considering Mazda when you're cross-shopping different vehicles, and the CX-3 is no exception. This is their subcompact crossover. It's smaller than the CX-5, and what it gives up mostly is rear seat space. So if you need to carry four adults around regularly, this isn't the vehicle for you. But if you're an empty nester or if you're single, this is a great little crossover. The Grand Touring is the loaded version of that vehicle. It's available with front driver all-wheel drive. Our vehicle that we tested was all-wheel drive. And one of the great things about the Mazda CX-3 is just how it feels. It just rides and handles in a very sporty way, but without any harshness at all. But it's nicely put together. The fuel economy is pretty good, too. We saw just over 26 miles per gallon. Our well-equipped CX-3 came to just under 30 grand, which is, I mean, nothing's a bargain these days, but that's a pretty good deal for a well-equipped small crossover.
Yeah, definitely a very good deal, and a good-looking vehicle, as everything from Mazda seems to be, and hats off to one of their chief designers, Derek Jenkins. It just seems to manage to put a little of that Mazda sportiness in whatever he's doing, and he certainly has done it here with this subcompact CX-3. Taking a look at some of the other vehicles that have been through the garage at Consumer Guide Automotive, the latest incarnation, or one of the many incarnations, I should say, of the Ram. This one is the 2019 Ram 1500 Limited, and I haven't been out to see this one in person yet. I can't wait to get a look at that, what everybody is calling a Tesla-like infotainment system, if so equipped. But Ram is getting a lot of great reviews these days. How did you guys find this 1500 Limited?
The 1500 we drove, as you mentioned, is the Limited, and that's the top of the line Ram for 2019, and it is a startling vehicle for two reasons. The vehicle we tested came very, very close to $70,000, making it the most expensive half-ton pickup we've ever had through the office. That said, it is also easily the most luxurious half-ton pickup we've ever had through the office. And as much as I balk at that price, I have to admit that the content is there. This is a beautifully manufactured car with an incredible interior. This interior would be just fine in a Jaguar, for example. And the ride quality is fantastic on the coil spring suspension. And this is just a very impressive pickup truck.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this important vehicle from the Ram division. Again, if you got a question, 855-660-4261. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil
free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm Bob Long, along with the publisher of Consumer Guide, and you can check out all their wonderful stuff at the daily blog. And we're talking about one of the most expensive, the most expensive truck to date that Tom Appel has seen himself in. And it is this new Ram 1500 Limited Crew Cab 4x4, and it's loaded to the gun rails. And once again, Rick Connor did a fine job with this, but I'm curious about that interior. You said it's the kind of stuff that you would find in a Jag, and you know, that's saying a lot. And certainly folks seem to be wild about this new 12-inch touchscreen that is offered on the Ram models, and it's got the other manufacturers reeling a little bit.
Yeah, it's a huge touchscreen, and Ram was able to negotiate or engineer the space in the center console for that, so that most of the controls can be moved to the touchscreen. It's aligned portrait style. It feels more or less like an 8x10 piece of paper. It's about that big. Just a huge touchscreen. And if you're familiar with any of the Uconnect control systems in any other Chrysler Fiat product, I think you'll be comfortable with this. It just moves more to it. Some of the things are bigger. They're easier to touch while you're moving, which is always a problem with touchscreens, that if the car is moving or you hit a bump, you never touch what you meant to touch. A lot of that is taken care of here. It does seem big. It does seem bright. It takes a little while to acclimate to it, but once it's there, it feels very natural. It's about the size of the screen in any of the Tesla products I've been in, but I think it's better organized than that.
And lots of storage in this vehicle, and some of the storage in some unusual spots.
Yeah, and the Ram box returns too, this time with even more space. People not familiar, the Ram box is the space that Ram has managed to carve out of the sidewalls of the bed that open up to the outside. It's really handy place. Those now lock, and they open and lock with the central locking system, which is handy. You don't have to pull out a separate key anymore.
That's cool. If you run it in two-wheel drive configuration, you can even do a 0 to 60 run in this vehicle, and there's a timer on board, and you guys managed to lay down a 0 to 60 time of 7.92 seconds, considering the size heft and weight of this vehicle. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's impressive. And that was also, that test was conducted by Rick Cotta, one of our senior editors. And Rick's a little bit easy on vehicles. So I imagine that someone who was willing to be a little bit more aggressive with their own vehicle might see a better time.
One of the great things that we like to talk about here on the show are future collectibles. And I know your sister publication, Collectible Automobile, recently did one on the 2006 to 2009 Chevrolet Impala SS. This is the front-wheel drive SS. I remember being at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, and that was my press car loaner during one of the snowstorms, and I had a hoot in it. In those abandoned parking lots, it was lots of fun.
Yeah, it was a very strange vehicle, and I think it caught a lot of people by surprise, because I don't know that a lot of people knew that General Motors was going to be able to cram the 5.3-liter V8, which is actually an engine that was typically found in Chevy Silverado pickups and the GMC Sierra pickup. But they managed to cram that engine sideways under the hood of the Impala, and the result was a very fast car that handled somewhat unpredictably, as you mentioned, that it was fun in a parking lot. But people familiar with the term torque steer will appreciate the fact that this vehicle, pushing almost 300 pound-feet of torque through the front wheels, tended to pull to the side rather dramatically under full throttle acceleration.
Yeah, it was before they had a lot of the technology that they have today to make that problem go away. It's definitely a little bit of a thrill ride in the snow with that foot to the floor. I remember it well. Let's talk about the 18 and a half. I like that. You don't see that too often these days. The 2018 and a half Nissan Rogue Sport SL. I've become a fan of the Rogue over the years. It seems like every incarnation gets bigger and it gets better.
Yeah, and the Rogue, not a lot of changes for the 18 and a half. I hesitate to call it a model year. It's simply that they made some safety features standard and made some minor tweaks to the interior, but they wanted to make sure that there was a difference between those labeled 18 and 18 and a half, possibly to explain a small price increase as well. But the Rogue remains one of our favorite compact crossovers. It's very roomy. And it now comes, it's available with the Nissan ProPilot Assist semi-autonomous system, and people who haven't used this might find it surprising amount of autonomy in a very affordable vehicle. It does not allow hands-free driving, but it will make certain steering corrections for you on the highway, and it does help in stop-and-go driving. It's very much an automated cruise control system that will, in fact, do the braking for you at very low speeds, which is a very nice update.
And then we've got an interesting article also from Collectible Automobile, sister publication to ConsumerGuide.com. It's all about cheap wheels. People love stories about cheap wheels, and the one that you're spotlighting here is a 1995-97 Grand Cherokee Orvis edition.
Yeah, I love this car. I love weird branding of car models, and Orvis is one of my favorites. I remember the Warner Brothers edition Chevy Venture station wagon, I'm sorry, minivan, which I thought was odd, but the Orvis is one of the best. The Grand Cherokee, of course, is an outdoorsy vehicle, and of course, Orvis is in fact a manufacturer of high-end fishing equipment, so it's not the craziest thing in the world, but I don't know that Orvis is the widely recognized brand that I think marketers thought it was. If you're really into high-end stuff, and especially if you're into high-end outdoor stuff, you probably know Orvis. But it was a good-looking vehicle. It was available in a limited palette of colors, including this really nice green that's depicted here. And it was only available on the top-line models.
And if you really want to shock yourself and go back in time, just log on to the Daily Drive and take a look at the review of the 25 Pontiac Aztec. And this is a vehicle that was either loved or hated, and after all these years, there are clubs and people collect them, and it's amazing the versatility of this vehicle. Certainly styling-wise, it has to go down in GM history as one of the more famous missteps of all time.
Yeah, and the whole thing was kind of a shame. Pontiac had gone out of its way to do something bold with styling. It was responded to very poorly, and I don't know if General Motors overreacted, but they quickly dulled down the styling, which didn't do anything to make the vehicle more appealing. Then it was just a really weird shape with otherwise unexceptional styling. But the sales were never quite where they should have been with this vehicle. But the point of this whole review, this is actually the last model year of the Aztec run, and we're certainly not making fun of it here. We're just pointing out that actually it was not a bad vehicle.
It really wasn't. I know over the years I've talked to lots of listeners who have owned them and loved them, and I know from time to time at some of the Concours events that shine a spotlight on collectible unusual cars, it's not unusual to see an Aztec there. You guys got a quick opportunity to get behind the wheel of the Nissan Altima for 2019. I can see that it's adapted the grille from the Maxima. And here's another car, like you said earlier, is playing in a category which is slipping. But for those that are playing, there are some very, very good choices.
Yeah, there really are, and the Altima got better for 2019. As you mentioned, the Nissan's V-Motion grille, now more or less in its second generation, very prominent up front. But this is new architecture for Nissan, and a couple of new changes. One thing is it's now available with all-wheel drive, something the Altima's never been available with
before. Wow.
And the top engine is now no longer a V6, and Nissan used to be famous for its really smooth VQ series V6 engine. That's gone for 2019, replaced by the company's VCT, variable compression turbocharged 2-liter engine, which is in itself a fascinating piece of technology. But essentially the compression ratio can change all the way from 8 to 1 to something like 13 to 1 as needed. Very impressive. But this is an interesting car. Our guy Rick Cotta had a chance to drive it on the road and came away very impressed.
And I could see this stealing some sales away of all-wheel drive and Impreza sedans from Subaru if you don't need the off-roading part. You're just driving it in bad weather. So lots of great cars today and lots of great stories. Tom Appel, always a pleasure having you here on Auto World.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
That's going to do it for this hour. I'm Bob Long.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986. 2986.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.